League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench. So here's the story, Carver High. Did you hear about the latest problems for Luke Pettigrew?
I didn't even know that Luke Pettigrew was having problems to begin with, so I did not hear about his latest problems.
Oh, well, no. Oh, well, just let me clear it up for you then.
Please.
it's important that we, we give the news to the public. You know, we're always trying to give the citizenry the updated news of events, including people's problems. Former Giant and Notre Dame player Luke Pettigrew, who served obviously time in jail for harassing his wife and her date in 2015 at a Manhattan restaurant, and was arrested in 2016 with a ton of drugs in his car, was arrested Saturday into Sunday in Miami at Carbone, a fancy Italian restaurant, legendary place, after a fist fight with the wait staff, allegedly, that led to his friend. He was with a buddy. And that guy, who I don't believe anyone's ever heard of, so I'm not going to say his name, pulled a gun on the wait staff in the restaurant. Now, you're talking a very expensive, swanky, nice five-star restaurant. The arrest affidavit is already public knowledge. Miami Beach police said that, according to witnesses and victims, both Pettigrew and his buddy were causing a disturbance with the restaurant staff, preventing them from commencing their closing procedures. So, in other words, they wouldn't leave. An argument ensued with both defendants and the staff, which consequently became physical. Three victims claimed to cops that Pettigrew allegedly struck them with a closed fist. Where I come from, that's called punching someone. During the melee, another stated that Pettigrew purposely pushed him in the midst of the altercation, threw him into the altercation. One staffer, whose original New York location is beloved of Rihanna and the Hadid sisters, among many other stars and celebrities, alleged that after being punched in the face by Pettigrew, allegedly, during the brawl, his buddy pulled out a gun and pointed it in his face. Witnesses all recorded that on their phones. Thus, here comes the po-po. Both Pettigrew and his friend were arrested and taken to the station, where they were processed and sent to the Turner Guilford Knight Correctional Center. That's called prison. Pettigrew, with the great history of run-ins with the law, served time in prison for slapping his estranged wife and punching her date in the mouth, allegedly, while the pair were on a date at a Midtown lounge. He was convicted of harassment and acquitted of attempted assault following a trial. We welcome in our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Channel 204, Mighty Ear 1090 in San Diego and all of Southern California, and near Tijuana, Tijuana, Sports Map Radio Network, Sports Byline, and Armed Forces Radio all over the globe. It's Farrell on a bench with Carver High running it. In 2016, Pettigrew was given 1 year probation and anger management for assaulting his ex-wife in a separate incident that involved him allegedly sexually assaulting and choking her. He has also been arrested on his wedding anniversary in 2013 for smashing his ex-wife's head with her purse and throwing her out of a car.
God.
In 2016, he was pulled over by cops in New Jersey while drunk and high on drugs. He also had cocaine, amphetamine, steroids, marijuana, and a psychedelic amphetamine designer drug, ethylone, in his possession. According to the cops, he was sentenced to 3 years probation. He played for the Giants from 99 to 06 and made tons of money, which he's now blown, before moving on to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where he was suspended for steroid use. His lawyer would not comment on his latest problems. The craziest thing is...
I mean, geez, the lawyer won't comment. I mean, he's got a laundry list of things he could comment on. I guess you can't talk about anything at this point. I mean, geez.
Well, here's the deal. Like, you know, like, first of all, I'll just be honest. I know him, right? And I've known him for a long time. I knew him when he played at Notre Dame. I knew him when he played for the Giants. He's been on my show. I've interviewed him multiple times. And what's more is that I know the ex-wife who's dear friends with my wife. So the woman that he had all the problems with is one of my wife's best friends. So all the time that this stuff was happening, it was happening to my wife's friend, who was married to this guy, who's, you know, obviously a lunatic. We'll talk more about it on a minute. So I'm sitting here reading this stuff. Like, so you got to know, he was 6'6", 310 when he played Garber High. That dude would Pharrell you up. I mean, he was an absolute monster. And then tack on the fact that he was, you know, cycling. And I'm not talking about riding a bike. You put that juice in some guy that's 6'6", 310. I mean, he means business. That guy will just absolutely obliterate you or me. And I'm a big boy. I mean, he would pick me up and throw me across a room. And, like, I know him. And I was always cool with him. I never had a problem with a guy. But I know he had massive problems after he played. I'm sitting here reading it. Fresh out of jail, he now faces drug charges. Luke sentenced to 30 days in jail. I didn't shove my wife. She slipped during foreplay. He called me a hoe, then hit me, the ex-Giants wife says. I mean, and then, like, you know, he went to the restaurant in New York City when she was on a date, and he beat both of them up in front of everybody right in the restaurant. He doesn't care. He's like, watch this. Boom, hits her. Boom, hits him. And then how about the judge that lets him off? For, lets him off for causing a disturbance. Harassment. He got charged with harassment. He beats people up in a restaurant and gets a harassment charge. Nice job by the Manhattan criminal court judge there. And then now this guy is down. I know for a fact he lives in Miami, and he pals around with former Canes players. I've told you who they are, Carver High. I'm not going to say it on air. But off air, I told you who he hangs out with and who he rolls with and parties with. And he's doing the same thing down there he did up here. I mean, what more do you need to know? That he goes into a restaurant on Saturday night and parties all night and gets up and starts beating up people in the restaurant. Starts punching people in the mouth. And his buddy pulls a gun and sticks it in people's faces. Big tough guy with a gun. And now the both of them are in jail. Because, first of all, he ain't got no money left. Second of all, he's got such a criminal rap sheet now that getting out even on bail has become a problem for him. You know what I mean? Like, when you got a rap sheet like he's got, it ain't easy getting out once you're in. I don't care who your lawyer is. I don't care if you played at Notre Dame. I don't care if you are the leprechaun. I don't care if you played in the NFL and made $50 million. Criminal's a criminal, right? A felon's a felon. It's that simple. Eventually, you get enough of them, they just, you know, they throw you in there and you rot for a few months before you even smell the light of day. Can you imagine that story? I always find the stories for the community, Carver High, where people are having a bad day.
Yeah, well, he's having a bad day, all right. It sounds like, to me, he's had a bad 5 years, to be honest. It ain't trending too well for him.
You know, I think that's what drugs will do for you.
Yeah.
I mean, you do enough blow, and you do enough pills, and you do enough meth, and you do enough amphetamines, and you do enough, you know, steroids, and you do enough psychedelics. If you mix it all with a lot of booze, which obviously that's what they do, they drink their faces off and party and pick up chicks and go out and all they do is party. I mean, eventually nothing bad, nothing good happens. It's all bad. It's just nothing but bad every time. It's like, you know, crash and burn. It's the old classic line, jails, institutions, or death. You end up in jail, which is where he is now. You end up in rehab because you're a junkie, or you overdose and die, which is all of the above for him. He certainly had his fair share of all of the above. And, you know, I think the only thing left for him to do is, I guess, die, because he's mastered the art of the jail and then the drugs and the institutions. And then all that's left is you just drink and drug yourself to death, right? I mean, let's stop sugarcoating all of this with people here. You know, how many times do you have to be arrested and thrown in jail? How many times do you have to beat up women? How many times do you have to attack people you don't know and punch people in the face? How many times do you have to hang out with people carrying guns and drawing guns on innocent people in a restaurant before they finally just throw your ass away for good? How is it that this creep keeps getting out of jail? How is it that he keeps getting out of trouble and just continues to wreak havoc on society, whether it's in New York or whether it's in Miami? Explain that to me.
It's definitely not one that I'm able to explain, but we've seen a lot of people in some unexplainable situations somehow get out of them. It has happened before.
You know what? You know, it's funny because I've known the dude forever, right? And I've never really said anything ever about it on the air. You know that. You've been with me long enough. You never heard me talk about him.
No.
I'm sick and tired of his act, so I'm done being nice. What's he going to do, beat me up? I mean, what's he going to do, come hunt me down and beat me up? Go up, Pharrell in head, bro. Go ahead, see what that gets you. Then you'll find out how good my lawyer is. Huh? What do you think I am? You want to talk about Miami? Who you going to beat up today? You know what a huffa is, Frank? Did you like that, Carver? I kind of
that was good.
Into a little.
That was good. You slipped into a little bit of it there. So you did a nice job.
I just slipped into like just a little foray into it. Just a little touch. Sometimes you gotta, you know, get into the mode, get into the you know, get into the role. That's a pig who don't fly straight, Frank. That was the greatest movie of all time. Where does that rank in your Carver High illustrious top 500?
I got to tell you, it's there, it's not as high for me as it is for other people.
It's highly unfortunate.
It is. It is. But I mean, you know, some people, just some movies aren't for them, and it's a good film, but it's probably in the top half of the five, but not probably not in the top 50 to 100. Probably not.
Are you going to put Tombstone ahead of it?
Oh, Tombstone's top 10. That's an all-time film. That's an all-time film. There's no even getting around that for me. That one never leaves the top 10. All-time film.
That one's locked in?
Locked in. It will always have its place.
You know what they should do? They should make him go back to South Bend and be the 310-pound leprechaun.
Hey, he might need a job. I mean, he's... Jeez.
Maybe he could be the Notre Dame water boy. You know?
Wow. Definitely not the... Definitely not the pride of South Bend anymore. That's for sure.
Go work for Brian Kelly. You think that Notre Dame's proud of him for his post-playing days?
No.
He's a fine reflection on the university, right? It's Pharrell on a bench. In about 10 minutes. All right, so we'll do that later. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you, Carver High, that I have a gift here for you. While you were gone, I received
really?
A gift for you in the mail.
Is it a copy of Kenny White's college football setup? Did I get one of those or no? No.
No. Although I do have several of those. If you're itching for one, I can clearly bring you one. He sent me six of them, so I have six of those. But
all right,
I don't know. It's not like I love Kenny, and I you know, obviously I look at it and I've read it. I took it on the flight to San Diego. I read it then, right? So I read it over a six-hour flight. And I read everything about every team and everything. So, but, you know, it's not like I sit around reading it anymore. I read it already, right? So this is not from Kenny, who I love. This is from Bill Hagen.
Ooh.
You know, the Mightier 1090 had their anniversary last week, a one-year anniversary celebration. And they sent you and I, Carver High, the Mightier. Look into the camera. Here it is.
Oh.
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 And then I think on there it says 1 year anniversary.
Whoa, right. I got to get my hands on that. I need a Mightier 1090 lid. That is outstanding.
And then over here it says 2021.
On wow. That side.
On that side it says 1 year anniversary. And then it says SoCal Sports Talk. The Mightier 1090, and it is a, it's an auto, but I have to tell you, this is the nicest hat. It's like a cooling hat. It's got like some kind of funky air conditioning system in it. It's got like, you know, mini, just the most needle-sized holes in it. The entire hat is filled with air pockets. And so when you're wearing it, you get little air conditioning so that you're not like sweating ass in it. You actually get like, if you were golfing in this, there's like an air like ventilation system in the hat, believe it or not. It's amazing. And it's super light. And like the material is like funky, cold, cool material. And then in the back, it's got the Ziploc tie. So it's not like one of those ones with the little holes that you got to line up. This one's just a pure, Velcro Carver High Mightier 1090 hat, and I got the other one. So the only two edition hats from Southern California's iconic Mightier 1090, I got the only two hats.
I got to get one of those. I need one of those lids. I need a Mightier 1090 lid and a Kenny White college book.
And I'm styling. I got to stick those in the mail for you.
Styling.
You're going to have to give me your address over there in wait a minute. Let me just ask you. Was your home annihilated with Henri on Sunday? Was your house flooded?
I'll tell you this. How about this? This is how good Henri was to me. Henri was so good that I was able to leave a night early for Hershey Park. So I basically, like, you know, Sunday, obviously, I was supposed to go to the final round of the Northern Trust. So right. once that got whacked on Saturday, me and the wife got together and we thought about it and we're like, well, let's see how the storm is. Maybe we won't lose power. Maybe it'll go out to the east. It won't be that bad. And if it's not that bad, why don't we get a head start here? And instead of driving it, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning to Pennsylvania and going right to the park and doing the whole deal, why don't we see if maybe we can get ahead of the game and go at night early, you know, whatever. So Sunday comes, you know, it obviously poured here. I mean, it was rainy, but didn't lose power. Wasn't that windy. It kind of went pretty far east from us. So we pulled the trigger by like 4 o'clock. We were on the road. Bang. Got to Hershey Sunday night about 8 o'clock, 8:30. So perfect.
So you checked into the hotel a day early?
Yeah. Went an extra night at the hotel. So instead of one night, we did two nights at the hotel.
Oh, so you went for Sunday, Monday, you stayed and came home Tuesday. Yeah.
Original plan was drive Monday morning, go to the park Monday, stay the night, go to the park Tuesday, come home Tuesday night. Now we just ended up going Sunday night, so we were able, you know, a little fresh on Monday morning to go over there.
So Sunday you didn't go to the park. Monday you went to the park all day for one full day.
Correct, which I wouldn't even call a full day because they got some scam over there at Hershey Park because of obviously there's less workers due to the COVID situation.
Right.
So now the park's only open from 11 to 7 every day. That's it. 8 hours. So that way all the people that work there work 1 8-hour shift, 11 to 7.
So you believe that? From 11 to 7?
Yeah. I mean, usually the place is open like 9 to 9 or 9 to 10, you know, like a 12-hour day. You got a little extra. They cut out some time in the park. Like they didn't cut any price off the tickets. That's for sure. Tickets were the same price, but the hours were less.
Was the like because Chop's been there? She was just there a couple weeks ago, and I didn't really like get it.
It's fun.
I didn't get into it that much with her, like, you know, the evaluation of it. But is it better than like Six Flags and stuff like that?
It's different. You know, they've got probably a little bit more stuff for the kids. The water park there is built into the park, so it's not like a separate. Like at Six Flags, you know, you got to pay to go to a water park, and then when you leave the water park, you got to pay to go to the regular park. The water park is inside of the regular park, so it's all one, you know, one joint. So that was pretty cool.
Did you go to the water park too?
Yeah. We did all that.
And then, but your kids can't like ride roller coasters, right?
They're too little. She's in like the middle range. Like they, you know, they got like little levels. She could do pretty much everything except the really big roller coasters. But she doesn't want to do a lot of that stuff anyway. She doesn't like to. She's not really ready for really fast stuff yet. So I took her on one yesterday. She wasn't happy afterwards.
What about you? Did you ride any of the big roller coasters?
I was able to sneak onto one. Yes, because we got off of one ride. I saw that the line was short. And I said to him, I'm going to be back in 15 minutes. Let me run on this. Get on one big roller coaster here. So.
And what happened there?
It was good. Great time. Yeah, it's been a while since I've been on a good one. So it was nice. The Great Bear, I think
it was
called.
Like? Were you going upside down, Carver High?
Oh, yeah. The whole deal. We were flying, man. One of those ones where your legs are hanging. And, you know, the track's like above you. And it was great. It's kind of like the Batman ride at Six Flags here in Jersey. You know, it's kind of like that ride.
And you've been to that one, too? Have you been to the one in Jersey?
Way back in the day. I mean, I used to go there all the time when I was a kid.
Jackson?
I mean, that used to be – we had season pass there. I mean, me and a couple buddies, we'd go there, you know, five, six times a summer. We make that trek.
Chop's got a pass there. She goes all the time. She's ridden King to Ka, the whole deal.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing is scary as all hell,
but look,
bro.
Like, it's,
I ain't
it's
going
hard.
Near that.
You know, the amusement park thing, it's, you know, with the four-year-old, it's a very temperamental situation. And when it's hot, I mean, the smallest thing can set her off the rails. It's just when things don't go the four-year-old's way, you feel it. And we felt it a lot over 2 days in Hershey.
Have you gone to Disney World with them?
No. And this has been a discussion. This is something that we've discussed doing next year. And after the last 2 days, it needs to be discussed a little bit further.
I think here's my advice. Sure. Here's my advice to you, because I've done it all. I would not go there until they're at least.
Yeah, they got, you want them to remember it.
Yeah, like, I would go there when they're, she's what, four?
She'll be five in December, yeah.
Okay, so she's five, and he's like, not even one.
He'll be one in February, yeah.
Okay, so I would wait until he's at least, that would be, so he'd be at least, let's say, eight, and she'd be
that's not
12 happening. Or 13.
There's no way I'm holding her off for another 8 years to go there. It's just impossible.
Let me tell you what'll happen.
The torture is just, it's off the chart. They played a damn commercial every hour on the TV station. You know, it's just, it never ends.
If you go there when she's under the age of 8 or 9, you're doomed. It's the worst nightmare of your life. It is the most expensive nightmare of your life.
I already know the deal. They got to take them to the little shop, the Bibbidi Boo Boutique. They got to get all the dresses and the hair and all this stuff. Get breakfast with the princess. You got this going on.
And then you just stand in line and it's 95 degrees. And it's like Vietnam. And through money. Like, you will be broke for a year.
Not a Vegas dry heat, that's for sure. That is not a Vegas dry heat. Yeah, no doubt. I don't disagree.
You leave there and you'll have a bill that you'll never forget. Like, you'll go home and you'll be paying the bill for another 14 months.
I don't disagree with any of this. I don't. I know exactly.
I was in California and I was surfing and I'm staying at this fancy place in Del Mar. I mean, high end. The Fairmont Grand. It is as nice as it gets. All of a sudden, they're like, let's go to Disneyland. I'm like, oh, no. I was like, a grand. Refund. So earlier today on Coast to Coast, Carver High finally admitted that, the birth of his children and marrying Hot Nicole fell, 3, 4, and 5 on the list of most important things in his life to do or have done. And he said that number 1 and 2 was signing up for Circa Millions 3 and Circa Survivor football contests. That those were the two most important things that's ever happened in his life, over the birth of his children and the marriage of Carver High with Hot Nicole. Now, tonight, it's the most unbelievable thing. Did you want to elaborate on that real quick?
I mean, look, you have to have your priorities in order sometimes. And I think that we know, especially after the last couple of days, what's higher on the priority chain. And it's that.
So tonight, just moments ago, when we were in a 3-minute break, I couldn't even believe in 3 minutes he was able to just tell me more damning news. I'm going to reveal this tomorrow on television and on social media. He told me that, I said, do you think it'll be important one day to walk your daughter down the aisle? He said, sure. I mean, it's probably number 6. But it's not more important than signing up for Circa Millions 3 or Circa Survivor football contests in Vegas. He said, I think it's a crucial thing in a daughter father, you know, relationship to walk her down the aisle and hand her off to get married. But he said it doesn't even remotely come close to being in the Circa Millions three. Five picks versus the spread each week, a point for correct, half point for pushes, three entries per person. So it'd be like a grand a pop, $3,000 if you want all three. $1 million top prize guaranteed, son. $4 million in total prizes, quarterly payouts, no rake, 100% payback of prize pool to the players. Circa Survivor Contest, six entries allowed. $1,000 a pop. That would be 6,000, six times. $6 million total guaranteed payout, son. This ain't no joke. $1 million undefeated bonus prize. Choose one different team to win straight up each week. You cannot pick the same team twice. Ties and canceled games are losers. Thanksgiving and Christmas each its own contest week. 20 selections for the season. Entries for holiday weeks previously selected. So teams you'd already picked on the holiday weeks, those are eliminated. You lose. Undefeated bonus prize week 18. You must choose Kansas City or Tampa Bay. If previously used, player loses. You lose. Signups in Nevada at Circa Sports Counters at the Golden Gate, the D, Circa Tuscany Suites, the Passive Water Street Casino, Nevada mobile app for Circa, Circa kiosks. There's more kiosks for Circa than there are people in Las Vegas. Outside of Nevada, you can sign up with a proxy. You can use the proxy. Sign up in Vegas. You got to go to Vegas to sign up. You got to be in Vegas to sign up. And then you can use the proxy outside of Nevada the rest of the contest, the whole season, all season long. Circa Millions 3, Circa Survivor, more important than walking your daughter down the aisle. That is truly unbelievable. Carver High, your priorities. I'm glad that you've got them in the right order. I'm proud of you. Let me say this. So I'm at the Fairmont Grand, spending $20,000. And I'm minding my own business. I got a big steak at the restaurant. I go to the pool. I'm laying at the pool. There's just smoking hot chicks everywhere. I got it all figured out. I'm rolling down to Tony Hawk's restaurant. In Del Mar, having a nice dinner there. You know, I got it all figured out. And one day, Chop says, let's go to Disneyland. I'm like, oh, no. Don't do this to me. And then Gunner was in on it. He's like, yeah, let's go to Disneyland. And then 34C, let's do it. So I wasn't having any of it. I'm like, I called down to the concierge. I mean, they do everything for you. This place is five stars. It's like, it's the Fairmont is like the Ritz-Carlton, no different. Four Seasons, it's high end. I said, listen, I got to go to Disneyland, and I'm just not interested in this. Can you get me all the passes and everything? Can you get me everything? I need full juice. I need full juice. Speed pass, everything. I need full juice because I'm not standing in those lines. I'm just not doing it. I'd rather be in jail. It got me set up with the Grand Poobah passes. And I mean to tell you, I spent $2,500 in 4 hours. I mean, I was literally bleeding money. I mean, at one point, they asked me if I wanted a lemon and lemonade. I said, no, I'm good. Don't spend any more money. I don't care about spending money at all, but I hate just giving it away to Disney World and Disneyland. I mean, that place is like, it's like a vacuum. Wah, wah. It's
the
like
mouse,
a devil.
The mouse wah, always wah, gets wah. You.
What?
The mouse always gets you. The mouse is always going to get you.
That mouse and that Minnie, she's evil too. Listen, I won't deny the place has got a lot of fun and a lot of memories and a lot of pictures. I got a lot of pictures of me unhappy. Disneyland and Disney World. And then what was worse was I like went and like I rode like, you know, Space Mountain. I rode the other one, the like railroad one. I can't remember the names of them. Like, you know, Thunder Rapids and all this other stuff. I literally got injured riding the rides because I'm, you know, I'm so big. And I mean, I'm 6'4", 220. I'm in these little teeny like roller coaster cars. And I'm just getting smashed around. I got hip injuries, back injuries, my neck's out. What in the Pharrell is happening here? I go, I just cannot ride amusement park rides anymore, Carver High. Can't have it. Won't have it. I'm done with it. I went to the Six Flags one day with Chop, and I got on a roller coaster 2 minutes after I walked in the gate. I was 5 minutes later, I had to barf. I was like seeing things. I was purple and I was dizzy and I was sick. I had motion sickness. Meanwhile, when I was a kid, I rode every roller coaster ever. I've been to every amusement park in America. Every one of them. Magic Mountain in LA. I've been to all of them. I've been to every great amusement park ever. I've been to everything. SeaWorld, you name it. I went to SeaWorld. It's another one that'll suck the money out of you. That smelly SeaWorld with all those damn fish. Carver Eyes like, oh man, Pharrell knows how to spoil it for all the kids.
Well, look, I don't disagree with anything that you're saying. I don't. I know exactly what's going on at these places. It's, but you do it for the kids. That's kind of just the way that it all comes down to.
Meanwhile, the whole time they're there, they're miserable and screaming and crying and yelling and demanding things.
I'm well aware. It just happened to me. I know.
You gotta go when they're older so that, like, if he was at least 6 and she was 10, then you got, like, he can function at 6. He's cool. Because when I was 6, I was riding a bike. I had it all going. And, you know, he can run around with his sister and get on the rides and be cool. And then you don't even have to get on the ride with him. You just sit and wait for him outside the ride. You're like, go stand in line right there for 2 hours. I'll be out here with your mom smoking a bowl. And then you just meet me at the exit. I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be ready for you. And then that's what I did. I didn't go on any of them. I was like, here, I'm going to stand around all day waiting for you. And that's exactly what I did. And when I was there, and there's millions of people there, right? So you just sit there and you just, you know, I just look at chicks. That's it. I just look at women. The whole time I'm there, I'm just tanning and looking at women.
There's plenty of them there.
Baking. And then I take my shirt off and see how long I can do it before they come up to you and tell you to put it back on. Because they don't let you go shirtless at Disney World.
Yeah, they frown on that there.
No, topless. You can't have guys without your shirt on, none of that. Meanwhile, the place is so enormous, you can get away with it for like 10-minute stretches. But all it takes is one person to see you with your shirt off, and it's doomsday. They're all over you. I've been there 10 times each, to Disney World and Disneyland in my lifetime. I'm done with it. I'll never go again. I don't care what they're doing there. If they're giving away money, I wouldn't go. I've been there. The minute you're there, I mean, you're parking the car and they're sucking money out of you.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 75 bucks to park. I'm like, what is going on here? And then you gotta take a tram for like 25 minutes.
Yeah, they park you about 6 miles from where the place is. You know, they don't let you get that close. They don't want the smog getting near the amusement park. So they park you 6 miles away.
Right.
From the front gate. That's another amusement park trick. You know, let me park you 6 miles away. That's a Disney trick.
You have to ride on the carts or whatever. They're like carts.
Yeah, well, it's Disney World, they got the monorail, land, you know, or they put you in the dopey tram that brings you over.
It's the tram.
Just let me get in.
It's like a guy in a John Deere pulling a bunch of carts.
Yeah, right. It's just, come on. Like, please.
So your boy Snell is dealing tonight.
He is.
1-0 on the Dodgers. In the bottom of the 6th, the Padres are up. Your boy Tatis is up right now. And 2-2 count from your boy Bueller. What a pitching matchup tonight, Carver. Bueller and Snell.
Yes, it's been as advertised so far. Man, do the Padres need a win in the worst way. They are just on absolute fumes right now. I mean, they got nothing left in the tank here. They need a little win to jumpstart them.
I mean, they really do. So,
but I think they caught a break because the Reds are going to lose again, right? The Reds lose again, so they're going to catch a break
They're down 3-0, bottom 8, and the Brew Crew have runners on first and second with one out. And then the Twins are up, and I believe that game checked in. Brewers win 4-1. That game's over. And now the Twins checked in 9-6 over the Red Sox in 10.
What a shame.
Boston lost more ground to the Yankees, and their lead I believe now I could check it out just so we see if they have it up right now. I know they lost ground.
Oakland and Seattle would have picked up half a game on them tonight. Right. They weren't playing.
So it's now Oakland's a game and a half behind Boston, and two and a half behind is Seattle. So Seattle's a game behind Oakland, and Oakland's a game and a half behind Boston, and Boston is three behind the Yankees. So the Yankees have a three-game lead, and Toronto's sitting four and a half back. They're in it. And then in the National League, the Reds' lead over the Padres is down to a half game because they lost. And if the Padres can hold on here and win, which tenuous at best, 1-0 in the sixth, they can move into a tie again for the wild card, the second wild card. But the Dodgers are up 11 games over the second wild card. So the Dodgers, no matter what, are going to at least a one-game playoff. Now Machado hits one to left.
But that's why September is still so huge for the Dodgers, because there's a big difference in winning that division and not having to play in that one game, whether it's at home or not. So that's still very much up in the air between the Dodgers and the Giants in the NL West.
Yeah, it is. I mean, because San Francisco's lead is three over the Dodgers.
That's not insurmountable.
And then the other lead that matters, I guess, Atlanta's five over Philly, seven over the Mets. And Houston's lead is five over Oakland. And then the Yankees are four and a half back at Tampa. The Yankees start a huge series in Oakland tomorrow, a four-gamer against the A's at the Astros. Monty Bates will play for Penny Hardaway at Memphis. That'll be huge for the Tigers. He's going there. They've dragged that out for a year, waiting to see where that kid's going to play ball. A lot of people thought maybe G League was going to play at Memphis. They were going to announce it on Friday, but they slipped it in tonight. And then Cliff Drysdale reporting live from the Tennis Center in Flushing, New York. Unbelievable developments for Al before Monday's start of the scintillating U.S. Open. There will not be Venus or Serena Williams this year at the Open in New York City. No primetime Serena. They both have withdrawn from the event along with Rafa Nadal, of course. I'll be broadcasting with Mary Carrillo, Patrick McEnroe, and others. Mary Jo Fernandez from the Flushing and the Arthur Ashe Center Court at the U.S. Open in New York. Scintillating.
Cliff, put the martini down for a moment. I got to ask you a question. How do the people at the U.S. Open plan on selling tickets with no Federer, no Nadal, neither Williams sister? Everybody hates Djokovic's guts, even though he's going for a Grand Slam. I can't wait to see them sell this over the next 2 weeks. Should be fun.
The tournament has been ruined by the lack of participation by the celebrity players, such as the sisters, the Williams, and, of course, Rafa. Federer's knees are shot. His career is clearly over. And it's very frustrating for all of us. They may ask me to play tennis, Cava High. We'll be reporting throughout the tournament, however, exceeding expectations from the U.S. Open. This is Cliff Drysdale saying so long, everyone. Don't forget to tune in to Pharrell Coast to Coast tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern on Sports Grid TV.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.